ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma faqbal udhri warham shiddata dhurri wa fukkani min shiddi wa thaqi. Dear listeners, we have reached this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication to be discussed. Ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi. My Allah, my Master and my Lord. Aturaka mu'adhibi binarika ba'da tawheedik? Can you be seen tormenting me with your fire after I have professed your oneness? Wa ba'da man tawa alayhi qalbi min ma'rifatik? After your recognition my heart has embraced, وَلَهِجَ بِهِ لِسَانِي مِنْ ذِكْرِكِ, and the remembrance of you my tongue has constantly mentioned, وَعْتَقَدَهُ ضَمِيرِي مِنْ حُبِّكِ, and the love of you to which my mind has clung, وَبَعْدَ صِدْقِ اَعْتِرَافِي وَدُعَائِي خَاضِعًا لِرُبُوبِيَّتِكِ, after the sincerity of my confession and my supplication, the humble before your lordship? But no, by your holy essence, none of the prophets, none of the imams, none of the mystics, none of the pious and the repentant servants know you like this. You won't torment your servants with your fire. After our awareness of these facts by your mercy, all your pious servants know you as the one who will have mercy on us in hereafter, who will forgive our sins, who will place us in paradise, and who will gather us together with your lovers on the day of resurrection. So, as we translated, dear listeners, this part starts mentioning, أَتُرَاكَ مُعَذِّبِي بِنَارِكَ بَعْدَ تَوْحِيدِكَ. Can you be seen tormenting me with your fire after I have professed to your oneness, to your unity and monotheism? Before we start discussing this concept of monotheism, I assume it would be better to have in our minds that we, the human beings, sometimes disobey Allah, we sometimes commit sins. But let us change our perspective. Sometimes, the very wrong deeds that we commit seek the forgiveness of Allah by the means of prayer and asking, and at times, even without that. But there is one condition. This is so long as the servant does not rebel against his master, does not become stone-hearted such that he is driven away from the mercy of Allah. The Holy Quran says in this regard, say that Allah declares, O my servants who have committed excesses against their own souls, do not despair of mercy of Allah. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Indeed, Allah will forgive all sins. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Indeed, He is the all-forgiving, the all-merciful.
Oh Allah, accept my apology and have pity on my intense sufferings and set me free from my heavy fetters. My nourisher, have mercy on the weakness of my body, the delicacy of my skin, and the brittleness of my bones. O He who originated my creation and accorded me my individuality and ensured my upbringing and welfare and provided my sustenance, I beg You to restore Your favors and blessings upon me as You did in the beginning of my life.
Thank You, Allah. So good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So we were discussing this part of the Kumayas application. أَتُرَاكَ مُعَذِّبِ بِنَارِكَ بَعْدَ تَوْحِيدِكَ. Can you be seen tormenting me with your fire after I have professed to your oneness? We were discussing the kind of relation between mercy of the Almighty Allah and the servants who commit sins. The relation which exists between the forgiveness and mercy from Allah and our sins and disobedience, between the power of Allah and our weakness, between His self-sufficiency and our poverty, between the cure He grants us and our illness, between His salvation and our being in need of Him desperately, and between His knowledge and our ignorance, and our exceeding the limits set by Him, even without there being a request, demand and prayer from our side, it needs to be considered as one of the secrets of Islam. It is one of the secrets of the universe. It is one of the laws that govern this universe. It exists whether we know it or not. We attract the mercy of Allah even if we do not know. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. This vastness of the mercy of the Almighty, this envelops everything. But only you need to stay focused, you need to not despair of the mercy of Allah. This is the only way the servant can call out to his Lord and say, أَتُرَاكَ مُعَذِّبِي بِنَارِكَ بَعْدَ تَوْحِيدِكَ. Can you be seen tormenting me with your fire after I have professed to your oneness? Unless man understands this law in the universe and comprehends it within the concept of the relation he has with Allah, the servant will not be able to understand many parts of the teachings of this religion. The true servant cannot understand the secrets of this religion. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you. Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through half my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all